The History of Herodotus. The first book, entitled Cleo, translated by George Rawlinson, first published in 1858. This audiobook is based upon the Dunyazad Digital Library Edition. These are the researches of Herodotus of Halicarnassus, which he publishes in the hope of thereby preserving from decay the remembrance of what men have done, and of preventing the great and wonderful actions of the Greeks and the barbarians from losing their due meed of glory, and withal to put on record what were their grounds of feuds. According to the Persians, best informed in history, the Phoenicians began to quarrel. This people, who had formerly dwelt on the shores of the Erythraean Sea, have migrated to the Mediterranean and settled in the parts which they now inhabit, began at once, they say, to adventure on long voyages, freighting their vessels with the wares of Egypt and Assyria. They landed at many places on the coast, and among the rest at Argos, which was then preeminent above all the states included now under the common name of Hellas. Here they exposed their merchandise and traded with the natives for 5 or 6 days, at the end of which time, when almost everything was sold, there came down to the beach a number of women, and among them the daughter of the king, who was, they say, agreeing in this with the Greeks, Io, the child of Inachus. The women were standing by the stern of the ship, intent upon their purchases, when the Phoenicians, with a general shout, rushed upon them. The greater part made their escape, but some were seized and carried off. Io herself was among the captives. The Phoenicians put the women on board their vessel and set sail for Egypt. Thus did Io pass into Egypt, according to the Persian story, which differs widely from the Phoenician, and thus commenced, according to their authors, the series of outrages. At a later period, certain Greeks, with whose name they are unacquainted, but who would probably be Cretans, made a landing at Tyre on the Phoenician coast, and bore off the king's daughter, Europa. In this they only retaliated, but afterwards the Greeks, they say, were guilty of a second violence. They manned a ship.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?